After Saul's death, David lamented for the king. David was from the tribe of Judah. In the course of time, he went to the region where he was anointed king over the house of Judah. But Abner, son of Ner, made Ish-bosheth, one of Saul's sons, king over Israel. There was war between the house of David and the house of Saul. Ish-bosheth was murdered, and then David had it all. Jerusalem was conquered by the king of Israel. The Philistines went up, then the Philistines fell. Hiram, the king of Tyre, built a palace for King David. While sitting in his palace, David, knowing he had made it, said to Nathan, "Here I am, sitting in a cedar palace. Before the ark of Elohim, no house has been created." Joshua! Yah bless David with a proclamation. I will establish your house and throne through all generations. I will raise up your offspring. I will establish his reign. So we know it's the tribe of Judah, but do we know his name? Joshua. Defeated his enemies. He showed kindness to Mephibosheth, Jonathan's son. He tried to be kind to the Ammonite king Hanun, but they disgraced Israel, so Joab put him on the run. David established the throne that wouldn't fade away. Yahweh loved David and he loved Yahweh. Elohim loved David and he loved Elohim. The heir to the throne, well, that's yet to be. David was a man after Elohim's heart. Judah's reign everlasting, just a boy to start. The people of Elohim need a king to thrive, not just the king of the Jews, but of all the tribes. Joshua.